Kim Sattler, thanks so much. Do we like these Abbott government attacks on Canberra? Do we deserve better? Thank Kim Sattler for fighting for all of us again. Thanks very much, Kim.
Now, I think the disastrous implications of the Abbott government's proposals for higher education are pretty well known to you all, including the likelihood of $100,000 degrees and the lack of any real limit on fee hikes, the life sentence of debt facing current and future students, which will ironically punish poorer paid workers and, of course, women with interrupted careers. These will all lead to greater inequality, lower quality, and the slow privation of universities. So we're really lucky today to have Stephen Darwin here. He's the Secretary of the ACT Division of the National Tertiary Education Union.
Today, across the country, we're gathering to hold this government to account. To hold a government to account who got into office on the base of a whole series of fundamental mistruths and lies. No greater place are those lies more evident than in the education system. We saw the betrayal of the Gonski model, the shocking betrayal by this government, who claim they're on a unity ticket, who have abandoned public education, who today are putting up proposals to allow corporate citizens to start running Australian public schools. Australia's renowned TAFE system, one of the best TAFE systems in the world, being destroyed systematically by the Liberal Party in states, to be finished by the Abbott government, a disgrace. Now it is the turn of the higher education system. Christopher Pyne, before the election, in his typical deceptive young liberal mode he knew so well, said, "We won't cut higher education. We have got no plans for higher education." No sooner had he got the door of his new ministerial office open, was he looking for plans to make students pay for higher education. Students in Australia already pay some of the highest fees in the Western world from previous governments' neglect of higher education. What is being proposed now is a complete tipping point in the Australian higher education system. And we must stand together, as we must stand together on so many other things, to stop the Americanisation of Australia's universities. This week, a whole series of weak and gullible university vice-chancellors have been upstanding with Christopher Pyne, bullying the Senate, demanding, because the government won't give them money, that students should be fleeced and have a debt sentence for the rest of their lives. The rich can pay up front. The poor will pay till they are dead. This is the future of higher education in Australia if this government is able to do what it is planning. So along with so many other things, and today's rally is such a reminder of that, along with standing with Indigenous people, standing with refugees, standing with the unemployed, we also have to stand with the vulnerable people who rely on decent public education, on our decent public institutions to maintain a strong civil society. This is the real threat of the Abbott government. There is no doubt that the hostility to the Liberals about universities is now clear. They want to return to the Menzies era of higher education, where only the rich and the elite can gain the benefits of networks of universities, just like they've always wanted their private schooling system to do, to keep the poor in their place and to keep the networks of the rich and the elite together. Well, this is the time we have to stand and say, Australia is better than this. Our history is better than this. We will not become another America where rich, privileged people decide everything about how we live. So I congratulate everyone who is standing here today to make the effort, who's made the effort to come. This is not easy. We are inundated with media that tell us there's some sort of fictional crisis. There's some necessity to attack the poor and the needy while we leave the rich alone, while we leave fossil fuel rebates, superannuation subsidies, and the elite subsidies to big business alone. We have record profitability in Australia's banking system, yet we're going to treat the unemployed like they should be criminals. This is the justice of the Abbott government. what we should be calling for is not just the end of this government, but to return to decent Australian values. And one of those decent Australian values is free, accessible, public higher education and public education in TAFE and schools that is of the highest quality that it can possibly be. So we have to stand together and say no to one-term Tony, to make this rich elite bunch who think they can steal the country and turn it into some sort of American nightmare out of office as quickly as we can. We must ensure that public education is not a victim of Christopher Pyne and of Tony Abbott. So let's fight together.